Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hello, movie lovers, and welcome to the show. With me, I have my good friend Charlie with me. Say hello to everybody.
Hello.
And tonight's the night. Tonight's the night that we're reviewing episode 9 of Dexter New Blood, The Family Business. I like how it actually sounds like a gangster name within the serial killer realm, The Family Business. But well,
they did get the business as a family. Where's Dominic Toretto?
I think of different quotes for that, but I'm not going to do it. But anyways, guys, welcome to our Dexter After Show. I hope that you guys are loving the content that we're actually putting out. I actually had the privilege to do an indie podcast called Indie Podcast Unite. Go on and check that out on our YouTube channel and also too on the audio only podcast and wherever you guys get your podcast from. But tonight we are actually reviewing episode 9, like I mentioned, The Family Business, and this is where Dexter and Harrison find themselves closer than ever over Christmas break. What kind of gifts will this father and son give to one another? But this brings this father and son into the crosshairs of a very violent and scary serial killer. Angela starts to wonder if Iron Lake is not the cozy and safe place she always thought it was. So, I like the intro.
I'm sorry. I just rolled my eyes when you say Angela. She's turned into Kurt for me right now. Honestly, she's turned into this. Oh my God. Sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt, but yeah.
I just
have to come out and say it. Angela, she's just annoying. I mean,
she reminds me of Dokes.
Yeah. Well, at least I like Dokes because Dokes was that hard ass and he was a hard ass, but Angela is just, like I said, I warned that, like in the last review, I warned, do not go climbing up this tree. You're not going to like what you see in this, right? I said something different, but still, don't go searching for something you're not going to like the answers to. And what'd you do? You're finding out more information. And I would have like, can you just kill Angela and keep Kurt?
Oh my God. I'm done with you.
I want to do to her what all the Spider-Man villains do to Peter Parker's girlfriends.
Chunk her.
I want to chuck her off her roof. Like, enough already. Your daughter is better than you. That's really saying something.
Well, with that being said, let's go on ahead and get into this. So here's the thing. I love this flashback. This flashback is so, it reminds me of the pilot episode from season 1, where we're basically getting introduced into Dexter's world and the way he's actually taken down this priest who's a child molester, who's been getting away with it. And I liked how it goes into that opening scene. It's the opening monologue alone, even him going into that open mouth of that circus carnival type of thing that they have inside that world. I thought that was actually pretty cool. And then of course, Dexter's also just explaining to Harrison of the kind of person he is and trying also not to scare him at the same time and trying to hold off on any on stuff because of the fact that it could wind up scaring him a little bit. But also too, I liked how he's kind of looking at us and is like as if he's telling a story to us.
Yeah.
And breaking the third wall, the fourth wall, which is something that I really love. And you and I were both calling it out that this looks like Miami Dexter. This does not look
Miami Dexter.
Yes.
It was nice seeing that Hawaiian shirt, like Miami Dexter shirt. And I was like, because I thought it was like earlier on, I thought it was like he killed the clown because I thought it had something to do with Harrison. No, it was, you get to see Aster and Cody because it was Cody. This was Cody's, Cody was at either his birthday, Rita's kids. And anybody's wondering, who is Aster and Cody? Oh, yeah, that's you have to tune into our other after show for that when we actually cover each season. But Aster and Cody were Dexter's stepkids in a sense once he started dating Rita and marrying her. And so it was like, that was Cody. I was like, oh my God, that's Cody. So because Dexter's watching from afar with the clown. And the clown is the one who's the pedophile that's been killing these kids. And again, question, why are you in there? I figured you'd be flaunting about Chuck E. Cheese. And again, it wasn't a Chuck E. Cheese because parents aren't fighting each other, which I would pay money to see that. but still, and it was like, it was really cool to see Cody back, a little flashback of Cody while Dexter's like, pretty much because he saw the guy was getting really kind of close to Cody, and I think you see a brief glimpse of Rita, but yeah, I thought that was really cool to see that.
I agree. It was cool to have that little throwback, to be honest with you. I wasn't sure what direction they were going to go on or anything like that, but it was definitely excellent to see Cody and Esther back in there and has that connection. I'm glad that they didn't do it with Harrison. I'm glad it was more of the flashback of with Rita's kids, which actually makes more sense and everything because we have more time to develop with them. And it just has a little bit of homage to the very first couple of seasons of Dexter. Right. But, you know, this is also too, Dexter's opening up to Harrison about his urge to hurt people. Harrison relates to his urge and asks him why they're like this. And I like how Dexter goes, well, you and I have both been born in blood. We both witnessed our mothers being killed. And this is why we have that dark passenger. But let me be your guide. And I'll help you quiet that dark passenger, which is something that I really liked. And also, too, I like how he's telling the story of Wiggles and how he goes, every person has a dark side. Every person has a way of hiding certain things from everybody else. And it has this one little flavor of like a Candyman kind of deal where basically what he winds up doing is taking the mirror down and there's the pictures of the kids.
Yeah.
Dressed up in clown makeup. This is also shot during the pandemic, and having those kids do like 5 or 6 takes was just something, to be honest with you. I actually dove in a little bit on this, listened to their podcast a little bit.
And then Deb showing up in the middle, like the pointing. She was Harrison Ford pointing. Don't you go there. Like she did the whole episode. I'm surprised. I don't think she dropped an F-bomb this whole episode. She wasn't in it very long, but I don't think she dropped an F-bomb that I can remember, which is weird because Deb is usually dropping F-bombs, like cussing out her brother like all the time.
I think I know why, though. I think it was just mostly the fact that she's concerned for Harrison and wants Dexter just to hold off a little bit because of the fact that it could wind up ruining him even more than what it causing more emotional damage than what it actually is. So I can understand her holding back the F word, to be honest with you. Because when Dexter does something stupid, that's when she goes on the deep end with him. But when it has that connection with Harrison and him, she kind of slows down just a little bit to where it's more of the caring aunt of, hey, watch what you're doing with Harrison. This could cause more damage than actually doing good. And then I also like how once we get Wiggles on the slide and then he's about to do the ritual. Bless you.
Thank you.
It's okay. But I like how he's getting ready to do the ritual. And then and he goes, yeah. And I just go over there and I just threaten them and make sure that they don't ever do
it again. And they don't do it again.
And just do not tell him about your sick ritual. And then he just takes the slide.
I think she drops the F-bomb there. I'm sorry. Right. I think I forgot. It's been a while since I've seen the episode since Sunday. But I think she drops the F-bomb. I'm not 100% sure. Don't quote me on this, but that seemed to be the moment where she would have dropped in the F-bomb. I think to go on the whole, she limits the cussing when she's caring about Harrison. She limits the F-words to about one. That's
right. One octave. Just one.
She's like the PG-13 version of Deb. Okay, I get one F-bomb, not NC-17 R-rated Deb. But
I like the slide, though. The slide made me laugh, how he just drops the slide. He goes, okay, I'm not going to tell him about that right now. I'm going to hold off on it. And then I like how it goes back over to the fireplace, right? Mm-hmm. And it's just him and Harrison sitting down. And he goes, so that works? He goes, and Deb's like, just shaking her head, yes. He goes, yeah, it works. So you're kind of like Batman. I'm like, maybe.
Well, then again, Batman did kill people, so it's
true in comics. Yep,
it's fitting. And then it's kind of true because Dexter's kind of in a messed up way. He's kind of a good guy. He's a vigilante, and he only kills the people that deserve it. He doesn't, and right. He goes. But when it comes to family, that's off limits. As Dominic Toretto's like, I bet he comes in the back and goes, you don't turn your back on family.
You know what, though? All I can see is Dominic Toretto in his black car and just sliding into where Dexter's cabin is. He goes, come with me, Harrison. Where we're going, you have family. Or something like that.
He crashes the car into the cabin. Get in. Somebody's chasing me.
Right?
We gotta stop Deckard Shaw. He set this place to explode. You gotta get in it. Come with me. Like, or you will lose your family.
Oh my god. I can see Dexter go, who the hell is Deckard Shaw? And why is he so important? But just to go on ahead and get back into it a little bit more. But also something else I want to bring up too was the fact that when Mr. Wiggles, which is the clown, this is also something else he does. Dexter winds up telling Harrison, basically what he'll do is he'll go ahead, show pictures of everyone that the person killed. Also, too, the reason why he's killing is to justify the fact that they got away with murder. So, therefore, they're just going to get away with it again. So, that's also another reason. So, I like the justification with it on how he's explaining it and breaking it down. And then, after that, they wind up wishing each other a good night. And then, after that winds up happening, we wind up seeing Dexter sneak off to get Eric's body.
Yeah. And then he's like, oh, at peace, and he's just chopping him up, and it's just like, oh, he's having a good Christmas. Nothing says Christmas like chopping up a body.
Right. And speaking of that, I also like how it's the most wonderful time of the year is playing. They kind of slow it down. At first, they're speeding it up because Dexter's in a rush. So it's a little bit more of a faster tempo. And then it just gets into the course whenever he's getting ready to cut him up. And it kind of has this haunting tone to it. Mm-hmm. And he goes, oh, no blood. You're frozen. And and I like how they did that and everything. He winds up turning into the ice truck killer just for a few minutes and everything. And then basically what winds up happening after that, we wind up seeing Angela at home, looks at old victims of the Bay Harbor Butcher and sees a similar injection site to one that Miles and Jasper have. Angela and Audrey wish each other Merry Christmas. Audrey winds up getting a guitar. Then also, too, we also see then it cuts over to Dexter and Harrison. Dexter winds up getting him some clothes that's similar to him whenever he's out there killing people. And he also gets him a shotgun, which, to me, I thought it might be the same rifle that Kurt had. Mm. He picked it up and wrapped it up as a gift. That was my first initial thought. What about you, though?
Not really. I mean, again, I thought in, because he's like, in order to blend in, I thought when he had a box, I thought he was going to give him a set of, here's a thing of donuts. That's I personally thought it was that because like, how he's Miami Dexter, how he comes in with the donuts and stuff. I really thought that was what the box was. I literally thought it was donuts. Like, oh, a gun. Okay,
like, that's new.
That's new. And then all the stuff. I think the clothes that he gets Harrison. The only thing that you can buy in that town. That's the thing. So like, it's not really a merry festive Christmas or like no. Whatever. But yeah, and then I like the gift. This episode is really good because actually it's like you're finally getting the bonding between father and son that you've been wanting the whole season. Like, well, let's get on with it. And then when you see the image that Dexter Harrison gets Dexter of Deb, of how much he remembers, that was spot on. And I was like, that kid's got talent.
Yeah, the actor who plays Harrison is just fantastic.
Now I was talking everything. About the picture he drew of Deb.
Oh yeah, was oh
spot
yeah.
On. Okay. That's what I was talking about. It was spot on to Deb, and I was like, that's pretty cool.
That's really cool to actually have a little bit of a tribute to Deb in that way, and it touched Dexter. And then Dexter pulls out another box, and it's an ugly sweater. And it's his other way of trying to fit in.
And those are pretty bad.
Yeah, the reindeer. Dexter's sweater is not that bad compared to Harrison's. Harrison's sweater is worse than Dexter's, to be honest with you. I would not get caught dead in that. he's also teaching Harrison how to shoot the gun. Harrison is also a sharpshooter. Dexter's not so much of a sharpshooter. And then also, too, he also asked Dexter, is this how I hunt people? He goes, no, guns are too messy. There's another way to do it. And then
that's why Dexter always had trouble pulling the trigger with the deer. He couldn't pull the trigger. And that's why Dexter's more up. He's more like up close and personal. And I can see Harrison. He's kind of more of the in the back, like kind of like doing it from a distance.
Right. And then also, too, we wind up having this other thing where Harrison winds up admitting to Dexter, too, that he, in fact, did stab the kid with with the blade.
Yeah, Ethan. And,
he ended up stabbing Ethan with the blade, the same blade that the Trinity Killer used to kill Rita.
Yeah.
And he goes, I'm sorry I gave you so much crap, Dad. I didn't mean to give you so much crap. And he goes, how did you know that I was lying to you? And because I set myself up to look like the hero. And he goes, I used to be a blood analyst for the Miami Metro.
Well, you guys remember blood splatter analysts? Like the way he said it was like, yeah. But I think what really set up that sequence was they're at the Christmas with Angela and that, and Kurt shows up.
Yes.
They thought Kurt was gone. He shows up and he's done like pointing the trigger, kind of antagonizing that. And then Dexter and Harrison just were looking at each other like, oh shit, we got to take care of this. Because Dexter had a plan. And then he said in his head, ask me what the plan is. And then you see the two of them, like they're going hunting in a sense, but I mean, like that's what really set up that sequence. But Kurt was like, he was asking for it. Like he was completely asking for it when he showed his face right back up. And I was like, you messed up now.
Right. And also too, Kurt winds up doing like this Shooter McGavin kind of thing. Then of course that's when Dexter and Harrison, after he winds up leaving, and of course we wind up seeing Kurt leave some cookies for Angela and Audrey, and then of course that's when Dexter and them decide to go on ahead and leave too. And to me, I think if I was Dexter, you're acting on impulse way too much, even though I know serial killers do act on impulse and have very bad impulsive behaviors. You know, you could at least slow down just a little bit and act like you're enjoying the atmosphere with Audrey and also, of course, Angela a little bit before chasing after Kurt. But it's like all of a sudden he winds up chasing after Kurt, and Audrey looks at Angela and goes, don't you think that's kind of odd that don't you think that's kind of odd that that Harrison and them just took off like that? Because look, it's not unusual. It's been a while since they actually had some bonding time or anything like that. It's his first Christmas with Harrison, so it's not all that weird to begin with or anything like that. And of course, Dexter goes, "I'll call you when we're done shooting the gun and everything with the rifle," and then they wind up leaving.
I wouldn't say it's impulse because I think if they didn't do it, Kurt was going to keep doing it. He's going to get to the point where Angela is asking questions. And you don't want Angela asking questions, which is why she's really getting on my nerves. Like, honestly, like, stop asking questions. You're not ready for these answers. Like, and then the fact that she's so pushy about it, and that's why I was like, kind of like, oh wow, she's suddenly backing off. Ooh, like, but no, I mean, Dexter and Harrison, they kind of had to do it because Kurt just tried to kill Harrison, and he shows right back up in their face. I don't think it was impulse. I think it was like, all right, this guy's pissing us off. He's antagonizing us because he's everywhere. So I think that it was like they had to leave. I think it was. I wouldn't say it was impulse. I think they had to get out of there to take care of it because it was going to get worse before it gets better.
And also, too, this is also another thing that Harrison brings up when they were shooting off the gun before they went over to Angela's and Audrey's house. He winds up asking Dexter, he goes, can we just go on ahead and let Angela arrest him instead of having to take him out or anything like that?
Double Jeopardy.
And he said no, because of the fact that it puts you in a bad way, in a sp bad spot, and we have to explain to the cops why you were there. And then not only that, but also, too, it also puts us at double jeopardy, like you said.
Yeah, you can't try the same guy twice for the same thing. So that's why it was out of their hands.
Right.
And that's why it's like cops weren't gonna do anything. So it's like, okay, we gotta take care of it. Because yeah,
And
I mean Kurt was gonna keep doing it. And he did.
Brandy, we'll definitely watch it soon. I know that I've been trying to get you caught up with season one. We're almost done with season one. So,
Oh, joy, you get to experience Lila next season.
yep,
Oh, joy, that one was,
that was a
ugh,
little rough.
that was a rough one.
Right.
Lila's terrible. But anyway, but yeah, it's like, I mean, and then that's why I was like, yeah, and I liked how they were able to use the drone. The kind of like the one weapon that, the one thing that Kurt got Harrison, he's able to use that to find out the location. And because you're always wondering about, when you see Kurt, you see where he's located when he's doing his embalming stuff with the ladies and stuff. You're always wondering, where is that location? Well, Dexter and Harrison find it. And man, that place was creepy, but we'll get to that in a sec.
Yeah, that place was definitely creepy. I was wondering where this location was. And then, of course, that's when Harrison and them are fi flying the drone. And they discover the location has like a bunch of limbs around it and stuff like that.
An
It kind
event.
of looks odd, though. I mean, it
Yeah.
kind of looks like it's out in the open.
Yeah, but then it isn't.
Right.
But the one thing that's out in the open is that big vent. The big vent. And that's what Harrison picks up on. The vent. And that's how they are able to find the location because if you're underground, you kind of need to get some air circulating in there. So it's kind of, you see a lot of things. Oh, there's nothing there. Wait a minute. What's that? It's like Leo. It's like Leo from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. There it is. Right there. Right there. And it's that vent. That's how they're able to find it. Is the vent sticking out of the ground. Huh, that's kind of weird. And once you see the location, please, it's huge. It's huge.
Also, well, another thing too is, I like the other thing that Harrison and them talk about though too. Remember, this is also too where he mentions the Trinity Killer with it and with his own razor about the plot to want to get vengeance on the Trinity Killer, and
Yeah.
Dexter's like holding back still, and he doesn't want to tell him that you don't have anything to worry about because I've already put an end to him, so therefore you don't need to have any kind of vengeance against him when he's already dead. So you have that going on, and then of course Dexter winds up telling Angela, calling her up, "Hey, do you mind if we don't come at all
Yeah.
for Christmas or anything like that on Christmas night because of the fact that we're going to look at the bliss this blood moon that's going to be happening?"
Yeah, we're going night hiking.
We're going night hiking. And so Angela goes, no, go on ahead. Have some fun. And then she's listening to Molly Park's podcast about the Bay Harbor Butcher. As her suspicions grow, she calls Molly, but just gets her voicemail. So now I'm thinking, whenever I first saw this episode, okay, so that's odd that Molly is not answering her cell phone. That tells me that Kurt probably killed her.
I knew he killed her from that one episode where he's like, I think once he gets out of the jail, he's sitting in this car and he's staring at her, like, and she doesn't know it. Like, I knew instantly. Next, you're gone. Sorry, I liked you, but then again,
I really like Molly.
Yeah, it's like it's a cool Game of Thrones. Oh no, everybody really likes you. but yeah, I knew she was gone. I knew she was gone once Kurt started, like, because Kurt tried to get her once, didn't work. I knew once he tried a second time, he was gonna get her. And once you see her, like once you see the trophy of her dead, you're like, yep, I knew it. I knew he was gonna get her. We just didn't see it. And that's the thing. We just didn't see it. We just saw the aftermath of it.
Right. I like the fact that they didn't show us that, and they just tried to do a surprise for us.
Yeah.
Instead of watching it, which I thought was perfect the way they did it. But we'll get to that in a minute.
I think he did her fast. I don't think he did the same stuff that he would do for the other girls. I think he did her a bit quick, like really quick. Like, I don't even know if he shot her or what. I think it was really a really quick one, because I think he was tired because she got away from him once, so he was angry. So him angry, like I think he did it pretty fast.
It makes sense. I mean, we already know how much of a loose cannon Kurt is if things don't go his way. And then also, too, when he gets out of prison, we see him with that predator look on his face of wanting to hurt her and everything. It has this Michael Myers kind of vibe inside of the car, if you think about it. Mm-hmm. The way that he's looking out the windshield and he's just looking at her. Yeah. It has that kind of Halloween horror kind of vibe to it, to me.
Yeah.
Which I thought that it was, that scene was shot perfect.
I did like Harrison's like, why don't we get now? Dexter's like, we don't want to get caught, right? That's the number one rule in the code. Don't get caught. We go at night. And you see that, and you see when they show up at the place and that they're like, hey, do you want to know how I get in? So you see him like breaking in. And then that's when Harrison points out the camera and he goes, and Dexter's like, I'm not all about being sneaky now. Because you're wondering, I was like, okay, place is empty. Where's Kurt? Oh yeah, he's back at their cabin laying it on fire.
Right. So they're both doing something to each other, which I think is actually funny. But Kurt's over there, he lights everything off with gasoline and stuff like that. And then we wind up seeing Kurt outside with a sniper rifle wanting to kill Harrison and Dexter, and come to find out they're not even there. But he doesn't know that yet because as Dexter and Harrison are about to go underground, this is when Dexter notices there's a camera and also a tripwire. So the tripwire I thought was another trap, like a booby trap or something like that, not something for the camera. Yeah. And again, Kurt is not Jigsaw. So. No.
I kind of wanted Harrison to flip off the camera. To be honest, I wanted one of them to flip off the camera. I'm like, hi. We're at your place. Like, I kind of wanted one of those moments. But man,
it would fit that, Harrison's, to be honest with you, it would actually fit Harrison's character.
It would fit his character if he did it, but they didn't do it. I was like, oh, that was a perfect moment. But man, that bunker is huge. That was for that location. It's huge because how many trophies he's got. Oh my God.
That trophy collection looked like a bad Barbie dream house that you don't want to be in.
Yeah, that was pretty creepy.
Yeah, like, and then as Dexter is going in to the bunker, as he's going in, the lights are coming on in every section that they're walking in.
Yeah,
and to be honest with you, it made my hair stand up. To be honest, and
yeah, made my eyes like, whoa, Kurt's been doing this a long time.
Right.
And And I think it was like when you're, I think he was either looking at it and he's like, all right, we gotta get him. We gotta take him, take care of him. And then I think that's when Harrison asked, did you kill them? And like, did you kill Wiggles? And he goes, yeah. I also took care of the guy that killed your mom. I also took care of Mitchell as well. And then I think Harrison hugged him or something afterwards, yeah. And he's asking us, how many people have you killed? He killed a lot of people.
Right. And even people that we're not even, that they don't even show either.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of kills that we don't know about that Dexter killed. So he's been killing for just a long time too. Then after that, it goes into Angela goes to a hotel and asks about Molly Park. Abruptly checking out, they go into Molly's room and find a camera and equipment in a locked safe, something Molly would never leave behind, according to Angela. And she's right. That tape recorder, she would not leave behind.
No.
Because she always had that thing in her hand, ready for the next story. She was like the Lois Lane in the Dexter universe, ready for the next story, would go and die for that story. And she did. She paid the price for going after Kurt.
Because she didn't have a Superman to save her every time.
Nope. Well, no, she did. I mean, she had Dexter, but then...
Yeah, that one time. Yeah, Dexter, yeah. But then, and then Molly felt like trying to like throw him under the bus after he saved her. And it's like, is that how you repair your friends? Like, seriously? But we already knew. We knew since we saw Molly dead. Angela didn't know. Because Dexter and Harrison found the location. And then once you see the Kurt like look at his phone, realizing Dexter and Harrison aren't there, he was like, shit. So he runs home. That must be a fast travel because he suddenly, the next image, he's right at the house.
It might be go to show you how small that town actually is. Maybe he doesn't live that far away from him.
Yeah.
Like we think. Another thing, though, I want to mention this because we didn't talk about it yet, but remember with the vet, how I told you before that that's going to come back bite him in the ass?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He did the honorable things. He signed his name. I mean, that was the smart thing to do by Dexter. You have to, like, when you check out something, you always want to be, he did the right thing on that one. Like, why would you want to steal the stuff, and when the librarian finds out you don't have their name, it would have been asking more questions.
You should have just signed it Juan Valentino and it'll be okay.
I don't know. I think Dexter is the main thing here. It's just Angela's just got a bug up her ass about something. She really wants to be the person that solves the Bay Harbor Butcher case. And like, honey, that's like at least 15 years too late. Like, stop digging. Enough already. I'm getting tired of you. I want Dexter, you know. Take you out. Like, let's go. This is annoying now. Like, she's really getting on my nerves. Like, crap or get off the pot already. Like, come on. Like, enough already.
What's going to be interesting is how this show actually comes to an end.
Yeah.
So let's see here. After we wind up seeing that happen, we have Kurt who grabs his grabs money, weapons, and essentials to try and run away. So now he becomes a runaway. Pun intended. Harrison and Dexter break in and then inject Kurt. They bring Kurt's body back to his underground unit next to his victims. They prepare to kill Kurt. Dexter admits he's done this in the hundreds of times. Harrison seems proud and says Dexter has saved thousands of lives. And that just warms Dexter's heart because that's something from season one that he's always wanted people to see and nobody saw that in him. But Harrison got to. Yeah. And let me go back to my notes real quick too.
So do you want me to pick up while you look for it?
I think I found it already.
Okay.
Okay. So I like how they break into Kurt's house
because
the first thing that you see is Harrison. He goes like this. And then all of a sudden, you see Kurt, he goes in and gets ready to dig for his gun and then needle to the neck.
Yeah, like once you get the needle in the neck, you're donezo. Like, and I think that's when they had the conversation where he's like, why'd you try to kill me? Oh, you didn't tell him. He killed Matt. And then Harrison was like kind of like taken a little back by it. And then I think he's like, yeah, well, I didn't have like, or then he mentioned the sins of the father was like covering up for the son where he killed five people. So it all is like, what, this justifies your code or whatever you're like, whatever Kurt says. And then Dexter just like, he's like telling the son, like telling Harrison, if you're not ready for this, this it's okay. He goes, no, I want to see it.
But I liked how they played off the narrative. I like how they did that. And also too, Kurt is just trying to save his ass at this point though, too. That's all he cares about is saving his butt. Yeah. And you know, this is just him, Kurt, trying to turn the tables on Harrison to where maybe he'll save, maybe he'll go on ahead and save Kurt rather than be with Dexter, and then Kurt can go on ahead and kill Dexter. That's what it looked like to me, but it didn't go down to Kurt's way. Because at first you could tell that Dexter's kind of panicking a little bit. He kind of looks over at Harrison and goes, like, do you really believe him or do you believe me kind of situation. But then he turns the tables. He goes, I promise you that Matt deserved to die. He fit the code.
Yeah.
Then that kind of relaxed Harrison. And
I don't think Harrison. Sorry, go ahead. I'll let you finish and I'll mention it.
It's okay. To me, it seemed like Harrison was a little panic, you know, maybe a little unsteady about it because he wasn't sure if maybe Kurt's son fit the code or not. Because Dexter never told them.
Mm-hmm.
So once he found out that he killed them, Dexter had to come up with a way to get Harrison back in it again. But what do you think?
I think he was always going to side with Dexter because Dexter didn't try to kill him. I think there was that too. Because if Harrison that, Kurt was going to kill him anyway. Like, there's no way Kurt was going to let Harrison live this one because he was trying to, he missed the kill the first time. He wasn't going to miss the second time. So, sure, there was some that, but we already knew, like, we already knew the full story. Matt deserved to die because he got away with murder. He killed people on a boat. He killed at least four or five people, and he got the judge to, like bitch, and he bitched and moaned, and he got his dad to help him out on that one to get off. So, he did fit the code. He killed five people. He was drunk and he killed five people. That fits the code. So I think Dexter was always going to go down that route. I think he just didn't want it that, but sure, there was maybe some panic in him, but he was always going to side with Dexter. I mean, because Dexter didn't try to have him killed.
True. That's very true. I'll let you go ahead and talk about the next scene.
So yeah, Dexter kills him. And he goes, all right, now I got to clean up. And, like, so he's, like, chopping up the body. And then Harrison's like, I got to get some air. So I was a little worried what Harrison was going to do after that. Was he going to, like, leave Dexter there, call the cops? But, no, I think it was just, he was just having a PTSD moment from when he saw his mom get killed. But then Dexter comes up. He's like, hey, can you help me put this in the trunk? And then it goes to the next morning where they see them driving. They say, is that smoke? They show up at the cabin, and they find out their cabin's destroyed, and everybody's wondering, where the hell are you guys? You went night hiking. I called you 15 times. Turn off my phone. Like, I was trying to bond with my son, not distractions.
Right.
Which are legit excuses.
Right. But he also said that he was going to look at the blood moon, and then also, too, I also like that PTSD moment, to be honest with you, of the flashback that you mentioned. I also liked that kill scene was actually pretty good. And then also too, he's like, Harrison, do you want to clean up? He's like, no. And I'm thinking to myself, figures, teenagers don't want to clean up after themselves. They want to cause the mess, but they don't want to clean up.
Oh yeah, I forgot. They burnt the body too. They put him in the furnace like the son did. And then he goes, do you feel that? It's not like the dark passenger. It's gone. It's like, and they're like, wow, that's like, it kind of like a sigh of relief when they got rid of him. But I forgot about that part where they just put him, they LeBron James'd him.
And then after that winds up happening, then we have that scene where they're rolling back into where the cabin is, and they find out that the cabin is actually no longer there. It's burnt down. Angela's asking a bunch of questions, like you mentioned. And then also too, they said, do you have any beef with anybody? Is there anyone that you know that would actually cause this to burn it down? And Dexter's just playing it off. I'm like, no. And then Audrey's just trying to welcome them with open arms. It's like, hey, can they come over to our house and everything and have some pancakes and stuff like that until and
also stay
and a place to stay until they can get on their feet? And Audrey's like kind of like really hesitant with it.
Yeah, no, Angela was hesitant. Yeah, it was Angela that was the hesitant one.
Right.
Audrey's the one that was like, okay. Audrey's like, they don't have a place to stay. They're okay. Thank God you're okay. And Angela's asking the media questions like, come on. Their cabin is burned down. They're alive.
But
go ahead. Sorry.
Then after that winds up happening, Dexter winds up giving Angela a book on how to successfully take down criminals. I'm like, Dex, this is not a good idea. She's investigating you without even knowing that she's investigating you, without even you knowing that she's investigating you. And then she gets the note from Kurt.
Oh, yeah. He knows. Once I saw that, and when he find the note that says Jim Lindsay killed Matt, I was like, damn it. This is Trinity the Killer all over again.
Yep.
Like, you felt like Dexter got away with it. And then, everything was going to be okay. And then you find out she gets in and like, damn it, this is Trinity all over again, except the mom's not bleeding in the bathtub.
That's right. And, you know, like I said before, this is a callback to the Trinity Killer. When you thought that Dexter got away with killing the Trinity Killer had like the last laugh, because now he has no way of actually trying to get revenge on the person now, because that person's gone. He can't get revenge on Kurt. He can't get revenge on the son if he wanted to get revenge on Kurt's son or anything like that, because they're both gone. They're both dead. Dexter killed both of them. So therefore, he has nothing but to live with it. And also, too, Matt's... remember whenever Matt had the surgery and stuff like that? Mm-hmm. He also had inside the envelope the nails, the metal nails that belonged to Matt.
Yeah.
And so,
I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen to Dex. I hope he gets away with it.
I hope so, too. I'm hoping that Angel shows back up and he helps him out. I would like to be honest with you. I know that Quinn is not your favorite character in the Dexter series, but I feel like if anyone should show up, it should be him, because Dexter helped them out numerous of times of getting rid of the blood splatter when he was working from Miami Metro in hiding evidence.
I don't know. I think Quinn's an idiot, because Quinn got a lot of people killed because he felt like getting something with a reporter that ended up working for Trinity. Like, it's like, I don't remember a lot of season 4, but I remember that moment of what really happened and how Quinn got people killed. So I don't know. I'm not really, it's not like I didn't like Quinn the character. I just didn't like his decision-making. His decision-making got a lot of people killed. So I don't know. I don't think he's going to show up. Honestly, Dexter might just break out of jail, because he's done that before.
True. My question is this, though. Let's talk about the preview for the last episode in the season. What did you think of it?
That was a lot to pick up. Like, what's going on? It's pretty hard to make theories of something that happened. Boom, 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 boom. Right. Okay, it's done. So it's kind of hard for me because it's been a while since I've seen that trailer.
But there is one little small thing. It looks like Dexter's getting ready to have a mugshot done based off the background.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that I see, unless it's just Angela having suspicions of Dexter without any actual proof.
Could be that, or it could be Dexter, like a Dexter vision or something.
Or just a dream. Just a dream of him being...
Yeah. Or Deb making fun of him.
Maybe.
Or but I don't still, know. Or it could be him with a mugshot. I don't know. Like, it could be early on. Like, she arrests him straight up. Because you see him running in that. Like, I don't think they're going to kill him. I really don't think they're going to kill him. They're not going to kill Harrison.
I know in the book they killed Dexter.
Yeah, I don't think they're doing that. I think this whole season's not based on a book.
No, this is just something to redeem the show. But yeah, like, still,
overall, this is going to be, yeah. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No. Go on ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, this episode is the big one. How are you going to end this? Because the last time you tried ending it, it's a huge cluster F. You, like, this is going to be your big redeeming moment. How are you going to fix this ending? Because if the ending is just as bad as the last one, what was the whole point of the season? Like, what was the point of the show? What was the point of getting Michael C. Hall coming back if you're just going to end up doing something similar? Like, this is the big one. How are they going to end it? Because there could be another season after this. I don't know.
Well,
how are you going to end this?
Well, based off the reports that I've seen and what people are posting in the Dexter group that I'm in, there's no renewal. There's actually no there's no in talks. There's nothing.
Yet. There could be, though. I think there's always possibility, though. We'll see how they end this. Like, that'd be cool if he gets back to Miami. Him and Harrison go back to Miami.
I love that. I would love
that, too.
But yeah, solid episode. This is probably one of my favorite ones because of the callback to Miami, Miami Dexter. And you know what, though? I wish that they would have used, like, the intro music to this, since it was, like, a callback to Miami, in a sense. Just to have, like, a little small glimpse of it. Or when, you know what I thought, though, that they were going to do? When Harrison and Dexter winded up being close again, I thought we would actually have the intro music back again, since he feels whole again. But, you know, it is what it is. I'm happy with this episode. I thought this was a solid episode. I liked the flashback. I liked everything about this. I didn't feel anticlimactic with the way that they killed off Kurt. I thought it now needs to just focus on Dexter, and figuring out how Dexter's gonna get away with this.
I think he will. I just don't know how.
Right.
I mean, I don't think killing off Dexter, because they could have done that the last time. Because I don't know. I mean, if you kill him off, it'd be kind of a downer, because you kind of know that they were trying to plan for this. But then again, like, it'd be killing him in that, like, if you're gonna kill him Miami. Like, if you want to, like,
kill him, don't kill him
in this town, the small town. Like, come on, Miami. Like, if you're gonna do it, like, do it in Miami. Like, not now. And like, if they ended it like back him and Harrison back in Miami, going back, that'd be cool. That'd be cool. It'd be a nice little callback. So it kind of, it's like a reboot in a sense.
Right. I wouldn't mind that, to be honest with you.
We'll see. Again, I don't know if they're gonna do it.
Right. Well, guys.
But I just want to find this. Do not screw this up. Don't get our hopes up again. Just a Tonya Harding us. Like, no, don't do it. Don't do it. Please don't do it. Please don't screw this ending up again. Like, not many times you get a second chance. Please don't ruin this. Like, I really want you to end this well, or end it on a cliffhanger and come back for another season. But if don't end on a cliffhanger for the sake of ending on a cliffhanger, like, if we're going to do it, have a good resolution. Don't screw this up. Like, don't screw this up. I'm warning you. Please don't screw this up, because I'm going to be ranting if you screw this up again. Because the way you ended the very last season before this was the worst way to ruin that. You're an infamy for my worst and series finale endings of all time. I think you're right up there with Sopranos. Right up there.
Yeah. I have to say, well, not as bad as Sopranos anymore for me. But, you know, it ranks up there with some of the other season finales that I have in my head.
Hell, Met Your Mother is really bad, too.
Yeah. I would also have to say Seinfeld. It ranks up there with the Seinfeld ending, because I was looking forward to the season finale of Seinfeld, and it just ended on that sad note. But anyways, that's going to be it for the show. We do appreciate everybody that popped in here and there throughout the show. I hope that you guys wind up seeing us wrap this thing up on Monday night, 8 o'clock Central Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Time, as always. And then, of course, we're also going to be doing more Dexter stuff, more Dexter reviews later on. So go on ahead, go over to our YouTube channel. Don't forget to like, don't forget to subscribe over there. I know that we've been doing this on Facebook and Twitter, but hopefully we'll be able to post these later on on our YouTube channel for other people to enjoy. But until then, you guys can go ahead, get yourself, go ahead, subscribe over to our YouTube channel, smash that little subscribe button on the bottom right hand corner to allow you guys to know when we have something new coming out. Don't forget to also comment, like, and subscribe. That helps us out in a big way. Also, too, tomorrow night, Sean, Charlie, and I, myself, are going to be back on again for Rambo, Last Blood. This is it. This is us wrapping it up for our Rambo series. We do appreciate everyone that has supported our Rambo series. So 8 o'clock Central Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Time, we will be back for our Rambo Last Blood review. At 7 o'clock Eastern Time, I will be on Micro Break Podcast doing an interview with Micro Break. Micro Break was actually part of our indie podcast, Unite. So go on ahead. Go over to Micro Break's podcast. It's only audio-only podcast. But still, check out Micro Break Podcast. He puts on a great show. Michael J. Mayone puts on a great show. He was also a guest on my show a couple of times, too. Also, too, go on ahead and follow me on Facebook at Movie Lovers, TV Lovers Unite on Facebook. Underneath the same brand name on Instagram and on Pinterest as well. Of course, if you want an audio-only podcast episode of our show and what we do here at Movie Lovers Unite, you guys can get that at all major podcasts. And then, of course, go over to Good Pods. Good Pods is actually the place that we actually interact with our fans a lot. We can talk to our fans. You can rate our show. You can tell us what you think of it. We'll comment back. They're actually working on a feature for us to comment back and forth. But right now, we can actually just comment to you and also like what you have to say. Then, of course, going over to TikTok. Over there at Movie Lovers Unit Zero, and then on TikTok, of course, on Movie Lovers Unit on Twitter. If you would like to be on the show, or if you're a sponsor yourself, just go on ahead and reach out to me at movieloversunite@gmail.com. And that's going to be it for the show for tonight. I want to thank everybody. Thank you, Charlie. Thank you, Brandy. Thank you, Tanya, for showing up in the live chat. We do appreciate that. And thanks again to you, Charlie.
Yep.
And always, until next time, guys, it's been real, it's been fun. Can't wait to do this again, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.